Menschen auf hey, sef kemol. Mut da hat lif masken be shabbes im humalbes. So if the there was a loan that the Jews were money lenders, right? We don't know that. Yeah, and most of their business with lending money obviously was with non-Jews, because with Jews they had problems with their interest, etc. A lot of the business was with non-Jews. So the guy would give a mashkin, or give some type of collateral. So the guy wants to change the mashkin, and the mashkin being, if the mashkin was an item of clothing, he left his fur coat, right? So the loch is, he wants to now change it. He mutal hakli mashkin b'shabbos imu malbush. He can exchange the mashkin if it's a piece of item of clothing. V'yitzeinu derech malbush, the guy will take it out wearing it. That's not considered business exchange of the mashkin. You're not doing business with him. And the idea we had before, that looks like the Jew's having him carry something. He's not carrying it, he's wearing it. And the truth is, the case would be if a Jewish person would want to exchange his mashkin, it would be mutter in the situation. I mean, he's still tzarech lalov, so he needs to wear, if he needs to wear the clothes, he needs, got cold all of a sudden, he needs the coat. It's also something which is not an item of clothing. But there was no carrying involved. It had to be that it wasn't now Hagoa, B'tayv Sheni Yehuda Yikach Hamashkan Atzma V'Yinech Acher B'Mkayma V'Liga B'Yisrael. It's better the Jew shouldn't be involved in the actual transaction of exchanging it. It shouldn't look like he's doing business, because here he's taking this, he's giving this, that looks like a business deal, that, you know, it's not really, but it shouldn't look like it. Where are the scenarios where if a guy brings here it is. Case where Goy brings tzavua to Yisrael on Shabbos, which he owes them, so he was a sharecropper. The guy's coming to deliver his share of the crops. And the Yisrael gives him the key to the silo. And the Goy is measuring, etc. Some say that that's mutter, because the Goy is really just basically doing... or he owes him, you know, he's using it for payment on a loan. So the guy is basically paying back his loans. It's right now, it's all the guy's measuring out what he has to see how much he considers that he's paying. So the measuring of the all those things are the Jew, are the guy doing it for himself, not for the Jew. It only becomes the Jew's after it's been measured, etc. So during the time of the measuring, etc., it doesn't belong to the Jew.
Okay. So,
what do
those say who don't
mutter
that?
So we'd have a problem that the reality is it's doing it for the Jew. He's measuring because they should get X amount, etc. Mm-hmm. So
he's doing it for the Jew, but it's...
Right now it still belongs to the Goy.
Yeah, so... in any case, what does it matter that the non-Jew is doing this? Period.
Well, if you have the non-Jew measuring for you, you can't measure... You know how to measure, you can't have a non-Jew measure for you either.
That would be if you tell him to. Or is it just that it benefits you, his measuring benefits you somehow? Is that the issue?
Right.
Okay.
Well, there's two issues. There's one of the benefits. Also, another is there's an issue. There's always an issue of Marasayan. Just the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel, Yud Derech Malbush. So we're talking about the goy wearing a item of collateral out. Dilavochi also b'shachav kishachav beitim shayisol kimeshemushkinin etzloi. Right now we deal with it like a Jewish item that we said before. They can't have the guy taking the Jewish taking an item away from the Jewish house, because the Yarmouth people say that you still see below see that you still told him to take it. Can obviously got in chess. But he's wearing it, so it's no problem. We said before already, if the Ani Yehudi is a very strong armed person, and he's going to force to take it, the person doesn't have to take a loss on that. The Marasayan, if the goy is going to basically, you know, force him to do it, or else he will just won't pay.
So yesterday I didn't understand that what he was saying. So I thought he said, "Inu Yehudi Alam is somebody who can't speak."
That's an Elam. An Alam means a very, very strong person.
Okay.
Or like a mafiosa type of guy. I mean strong, like physically strong, I mean like, you know, strong, connected, etc. He's gonna. He'll.
Oh, somebody who's.
He'll do whatever he wants to do, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
That's what Nalan. What was that
really
about?
He has a smirk.
Okay. Miniach Acher, Kosuba Guda, Huadin Im, and Yehudi, Miniach Amos, and Natal Amashka. Namishori. So when the guy brings the money in, we didn't say there's a marasign when he brings it in. The guy has a lot of carry money in his pocket when he walks into the Jewish house. That's not a marasign. When he leaves carrying something, it looks like the Yisrael told him to leave, to carry it. So the guy comes and puts down money and takes the item, but also to be mutter that. The guy comes to pay up his debt and takes the mashkin. Make a cheshbon how much he owes him and the right amount, etc. That's already a business transaction, and he obviously can't touch the money. Even putting down the money looks like masa matan. The day in the hakob zeh kiim kisheni hudi alam. According to El Yerab, it's only much in a case where, the goy is, if you don't cooperate with him, he's going to basically take his money and leave. Even in the case it's not an alum, and you're not supposed to interact with him and count out, etc. But if there's a potential loss, he's putting on a mashkin which is not worth the value of the loan. We will not be machal like the El Yerabu. They're putting down money is a problem, so you're right, they haven't put down the money and see what the amount is. Not that you can count it out. I don't think it means it's not permitting counting. What's permitting is the guy putting the money down, as opposed to the El Yerabu said even putting money down is a problem, because it looks like you're doing business. They're permitting putting money down. The Jew should not be involved in either giving him the mashka number one or accepting him mashka number two. Not the new one, not the old one. In other words, even though you're talking about it's a clothing item, so it doesn't have the regular problem of carrying, etc. But we don't want it to look like a business deal. So the guy is putting down one coat and taking another coat, but that doesn't look like a business deal. But he's just taking it from him and giving him, like, what's going on over here? It looks like there's a business deal taking place. But Yisrael can't gather Yisrael Hakol Shigabai. the sale of Masik Masa Matan Elokimashilo. I mean, why should people interpret it necessarily as business? Maybe he's lending him the coat, lending him the item. Whereas by non-Jew, that would be less probable. Goy is going to take his mask, and he still doesn't trust him on the amount that he's taking, because again, he still can't be really involved in the transaction. He still doesn't trust him. He's going to do it in a fair way. And you saw Acher Rashay La'arav Avurei. A Jew can't act as the guarantor for this transaction. The Osir Meshumim Sechepsicho. Because that's business. That's how much business dealing. You're doing it because you sold the middle. You're trying to make sure you get your money. That's exactly what this or you're getting money in Shabbos.
So, can we go back to the previous Mishnah where the guy is allowed to put down the money, but
you're
not allowed to count it. So, how does that work out?
Under
Magen Avraham. Huh? According to
the
Magen Avraham. Right. So, how would that work if he's putting down money, you're not allowed to count it? If you're concerned that he's not going to give you what he's supposed to give you, how does it help that you're not allowed to count it?
I mean, you can get a certain feel. It looks like it's the right amount. You know, I mean, you're not counting it, but you can still get a feel. I think you'll, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the benefit would be. I'm not sure there are cases where it would be beneficial. Okay. Dalit.
I mean, assuming it's a case, whether it's a case that there is money or whether the case that, I mean, whether you can count the money or not count the money, the fact is that it's mutter for the goy to come in and leave his $100 bill there.
Card the mug and rum. Right. Okay. Dalit Pash Sha'ofa any Yehudi La'atzma B'Shabbos. The Goy baked bread on Shabbos. Not for a Jew. He didn't bake it for himself. It wasn't, you know, his personal bread, because then it's Pasha Balabatim, which is also for a Jew to eat anyway. So the Be'er Lacha points out it didn't mean it for himself and mean that he planned to use it personally. He didn't bake it for a Jew. He baked it for to sell for the non-Jews, etc. He had no intention to give it to a Jew. He wasn't doing it for a Jew. So it's not also because of Melech HaShabbos, L'chara, because he wasn't doing it for a Jew. But still, Yesh Oisrim, Yesh Matirim. So the Oisrim aren't worried about the problem of Melacha, because the Melacha wasn't done for a Jew. They're worried about muksa. So you say it becomes muksa. Being in Shabbos, it wasn't right to use as is. So it remains in that state, that is being a dough or a flour or whatever it is. So it remains in that state through the Shabbos. Now, so what's shot in the materium then? In other words, regardless of the problem of doing it for himself, we said he's not doing it. I mean, for the Jew, he's not doing it for the Jew. But there still is a Mishnah problem. So there's a Muksa problem. So we discussed this when we learned Muksa, there's a concept called Gomer B'Dayadim. In other words, what's the problem? Over here, the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't ready to use. Well, you still own something, and he has an Issur Melacha. So the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't ready to use. He has no way to use it. See, later on, that the issue goes off. We discussed before a case of an animal was you can't on Shabbos you can't check the animal, can't kill the animal, so you can't do anything with the animal. Now, in the middle of the Shabbos, the animal died. So we say, okay, but the beginning of Shabbos, the animal was smoked on Shabbos. Because he had no use for, he had no thing you do with a live animal. You can't shaft on Shabbos, you can't kill it on Shabbos. So, middle of Shabbos, okay, now it remains muksa. But let's say it belonged to a non-Jew who can do whatever he wants. So how can you say that it's muksa? Muksa means the beginning of Shabbos, it was not usable. Well, in this state, it's usable. It's, I mean, he can do whatever he wants with it. He's allowed to do anything he wants with it. So mitzad the owner, prime muksa always depends on the owner. Mitzad the owner, there's no haksa. You're not, haksa means to remove it out of your thought process of potential use. There's no haksa over here, because the owner, the goy, says, I remember I went through this, I think we might have discussed the Shabbos then. The first halachic issue which I went through was newspapers on Shabbos. So, like, the first like tshuva that I wrote up for myself, went through the sugya of getting a subscription on Shabbos. So, you know, there's different issues of is the company considered doing malacha because you have a subscription? It's like a guy doing malacha for you, he can't be in a hand from it, etc. One of the issues is muksa. The paper comes in the gigantic rolls, and they're not going to do anything else with those rolls but use it for printing on. That's, so it's a case of. Of your it's muksa because you won't do use it for anything else. And the one thing you use it for, you're not going to use it. You can't use it for in Shabbos. So, yeah, but it belongs to a goy, so it's not muksa because the goy is allowed to do whatever he wants with it, including print on it. So he wasn't maksa das from this big roll of paper. So that's just saying it's not a problem because it's not a problem. Tells the two shittas over here.
It's not a problem.
Having something in the hands of a goy in a way which a yisrael can't do anything with it, but a goy can do whatever he wants with it, it's not called muksa because it's roy. But a yisrael who owns it and can't do anything with it, so it's not roy, so it's a problem of muksa. Now, the middle of Shabbos, it changes, so it remains muksa, or it's like a nailud. Well, there's a new entity here. Exactly, yeah, but that's, the new entities are muksa. But here's not a, this is what it was made for, and the goy was allowed to do it. So where was the decision to be max it and push it away from your das? The owner didn't push it away. Okay. That's the material. Mishas atchak. There's a case of necessity. The tzarech mitzvah. Considers prismilos. Tzarech brichos amoytzi. Yeshis mechal material. You can rely on the material that you can use that bread. Ago, I will also lead in the most mirror of Shabbos. Rishit in the past of Shabbos, you can't make an arrangement before Shabbos. Here's money, and on Shabbos you'll give me deliver the bread. The laws of that he's still covered, but then he's doing it for the Jew. So now the problem is not the issue is in muksa. Now the problem is he's doing malach on Shabbos. He's having in mind I'm baking this bread for Mr. Barrel over here. So he's baking for a Jew. That's also. Test Zion. Mishmar Test Zion. Yesha Yisrim. So the bread which the goy baked for himself on Shabbos. Yesha Yisrim. Shema Hoysav in the Shmoshes, Kamach. Maybe it'd be in the Shabbos, it was flour, or Yisr or dough. Shena Roy Lokish, which you can't eat raw. Yisr Tzoda Ben Shmoshes, it became Mukta Ben Shmoshes. And then it remained in the books of the rest of Shabbos. I feel in Nurmer, the Haya Oz Chitim, the Roy Locus. Maybe it wasn't even ground yet, so it's still kernels of wheat. Kernels of wheat you can eat raw. You could like pop them and chew them when they're raw. So there wasn't Muksa. And then middle Shabbos, he ground it up, made it not you. Then he made it into bread. Now it's usable again. So a muksa which only starts on Shabbos. There are cases of muksa which it can start on Shabbos. It can become broken and no longer usable, and therefore becomes muksa as from this point on to the end of Shabbos. But those, even though we paskin by Ben Shemoshes, once it starts, however it starts out, that's how it remains the rest of Shabbos. If it only first developed later on Shabbos, a problem, and even later on Shabbos, that problem was corrected. It's not muksa anymore. Once it's not dealing with the shmoshes, it can go on and off. Yeah, muksa, not muksa, not muksa, yeah, muksa, etc. So the chitim were roy to chomp on raw. He's even ground later on, then he made it into flour, but there was a point where it wasn't really usable. No, but it's not a problem. Come on, and ruin lechel by sinyan she nasu lebesoif lachas she nas by yisur the rice she nasa lechem. even though they were usable a different way, but this way of using them as dough and bread, that wasn't available before. That only became available through the malacha, and that's going to be a problem. If it's a new item, so that's a problem. Some say that's one explanation of the reason. The problem is like a nerlid issue, nerlid in the sense of muksa. If we allow him to use the bread of a goy which he baked, we're afraid he'll go tell the goy, go bakes, cook, etc.
So there's no issue of pasakum in that situation?
Well, we'll get to that. Mentioned the Bir Lochus says the case here he was making it to sell. So bread which is not made for personal use, it's made to sell, it's like a palter, that's like a baker. Mm-hmm. So Mikiradin pas akum is mutter, excuse me, pas palter is mutter. The bread of a baker is mutter. There's a Mishabur before in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, motion in the first siman. At the end says, the Ramos says on Shabbos you should be machmer not to eat pas palter. That was the source of the minhag. Women used to bake bread early Friday morning, so that this way they would have bread for Shabbos and they wouldn't have to deal with eating pas palter. That being said, if you have no other option, the locha is pas palter is mutter, even on Shabbos.
Is that in a city where the rov are going?
It wouldn't make a difference.
I thought the Bir Halacha mentioned that. That's a foul.
No. There's two different issues. There's one issue over here. It's out the pas palter issue, the issue of the bread being made. So the bread, if it's made for personal use, it's pas palabatim. Pas palabatim is a shoe can't eat. That's awesome. Pas palter is mutter, because in regards to the issue of the issue of pas akum, if a case where there wasn't other Jewish bread available, you're allowed to eat non-Jewish bread of a baker. Now comes the halacha, okay, so what was the case? It says he made it on Shabbos. He didn't make it on Shabbos himself, he made it to sell. So he made it to sell, he means he made it for a Jew. So that depends on what the rabbi of the city is. If rabbi people in the city are not Jewish, so you say he made it on, generally the person makes it al das the roiv. So he made it for non-Jews. So now a Jew can eat it. If rabbi people in the city are Jewish, he made it for a Jew. So he made it for a Jew. That's an issue now. You have a goy did malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you can't eat it because of the malacha.
It's aser derabanan or deraisa?
That's derabanan.
That's probably why Dunkin' Donuts, when it was kosher, was open on Shabbos, and there was probably no issue of going right after Shabbos and getting a donut there.
Yeah, because they weren't making a dafka for Jews.
Right. But you still don't have to wait Kadesh Yasa?
If it's not made for Jews, you don't have to wait Kadesh Yasa. If made for Jews, you'd have to wait. In other words, the case over here was mitzvah, the isser of the goy making for the Jew, there was no isser. We dealt with that because he wasn't making it for the... In other words, the punch on the Shulchan Aruch, he says he's making it for himself. Making it for himself, that's not no problem. The problem is making it for himself, you can't eat it off the isser of Pasaku. That's what he made it, for somebody else. So he means to make it for him. So he made it for a Jew. No, he didn't make it for a Jew, he made it for a goy. Why? Because he made it to sell, and most people in the city were goy. So there's no problem with Pasakum because it's Pas Palter. There's no problem of doing it for a Jew. He made it for a girl because it's a rave. The only problem is there's still a problem of that it is muksa slash note. That's the first reshat. Some say the reason why it's also is a different reason. Shema Yarm Lein Yehudi Lamashal. We're afraid if we allow the Jew to take the bread from the goy, that's when he goes to the Jew will tell the goy, do me a favor, can you make me one more bread? He'll tell the goy to make it for him. Balvagav, the Anihudi, she hit like near Latsum or Lugasridan. If a guy lit a near for himself, we don't say, well, can't use that light because maybe you'll ask the guy for another light. Right? We don't say that. Because it causes him in Rishankim. The answer is immediately the law, but yours are Gasridan Tve, things which people, for food, people in general are more interested in the food, so therefore, we're more concerned. Because when Rama says himself, if you design the Medivrei or Macharmer Shamash or the Sira Lake of Tamaz, when Rama says over there that the Shulchan Aruch holds that's the main concern over here is if you're going to allow the Jew to use it, he might tell the Goy to make it. V'yesh Matirim. L'machalke bein midi devar achila l'lab achila. So this chilik of near la'atzmai is mutter and past la'atzmai is aser. No. Both are mutter. He did it for himself. Didn't do it for a Jew. Maybe he'll ask him. We're not chazir of that possibility. Kimish become welcome. Also, bishril atzma. He didn't make it for a Jew. He's like, Taka didn't make. He made it not for a Jew. He made it for a non-Jew. So that solves the problem of this gzeira, right? We weren't gzeira. Then in muksa. So why? What happened in the muksa problem? See who this opinion holds. Who's the Matirim? To her, in the name of the Rosh. Okay. The Machalki Bain Mida the Muksa Sirilu. The Kima Shahyakhalis Biyado any Hudi Lagamra, the guy was able to finish it off. He can do whatever he wants with it. Ain al Zeshem Muksa Manelad. You can't call it Muksa Manelad if the owner wasn't Maksadaita. He didn't push it away. He says, great, I'm planning to use this thing. Okay. Kazbi has Bashem Rasarud, the Divray Hakal. In Vishal Efer, Ever Yisrael b'Shabbos, feel the tzarech atzma. If there be a situation where Yisrael has an Eved, okay, and the Eved cooked for himself on Shabbos, feel b'Shabbos Rishana b'Pam Rishana, shein Eved yadayim adayno yochel mizeh emulhav. Feel haki osur b'neishu kimakira b'magilo l'Shabbos acheres. He says that you can't say he's doing it because the Jew will eat it, because the Jew, he doesn't surely the Jew will eat it. He never did it before. See, even so, it's still awesome. Why? Because if we allow it this week, next week already, he's going to be doing it for the Jew. That's part of the mentality of the Eved. So that's the Arzuru, the basis of the name Arzuru. Okay, he said, "B'shas tzchak, when the tzarech mitzvah, then you can rely on this, on that, on the matir." B'shas tzchak, keep going. Shador b'kvar yichidi, sheni efshalo shel pas mechaberu. The only bread I can get is the bread from a goy. So that situation, it's mutter. They didn't make tzchak. They did not make the gzeira, and there's some mechana sheet that's not muksa.
So you don't have to, like, not skip the sugos on Shabbos, and or just have.
Well, if you have an option of getting from your neighbors, you get from your neighbor. You say,
right.
I don't have that option. I'll just get correct.
It's a very unique case, though.
I'm trying to think of another parallel case. Nothing comes to mind offhand. It might be uncommon. I'm not sure it's unique. Al matirim. So you rely on the matirim. Come welcome. Yizor shlo likra oyisel the base. So lifer le damav. Tavi kemechel kamemker. Calling him over says, "Hey, you know, the loan is due. You better pay up." And he had to pay up. Okay, I said, "No problem. I'll bring the money. I'll put it down. And I'll take my mashkin." You know. And the goose says, "Leave me out of it." So that's great. Yeah, but that gufa, if you ask them to come, that's like mechel kamem. You're trying to, you know, take care of your money. Finally, Elba Simeshin Chav Gimel Sif Dalid. In the case of the Chenvoni, You can't mention money in the conversation when you're going to the case with the storekeeper is keeping the store open on Yom Tov or Shabbos, and you're going to get some items. So he said you can't mention money as you can't mention money as a value based how much he owes you. There was, he said you could use money, which he said prefer not to use, semichan, as a way to discuss an amount. I want, you know, $5 worth of an item, you know, it's not my point, even $5 instead of the amount that I wanted to get. So that we said that was a place getting your value, that's a problem. Over here he's saying, say, hey, you know, come over and pay up the loan. So didn't like that. You can't give the goy money before, and the goy should make the bread for you, because then he's taka doing it for the Jew who paid him before Shabbos. So the question being, I wasn't to know, was when you print the newspaper, so you pay your subscription and they print the newspaper, so they're doing it in a Dat Yisrael. So now you can't be in a henna from the Malach of the goy, you can't read it. That was one of my questions. Or do you say, you know, they don't have, I mean, if their subscription rate is 300,000, they don't print 300,000, they print 400,000. Right? And they select them out on the newsstand. So they're going to be, whether I cancel my subscription or not, they're still going to print this, you know, the numbers are not that exact that they're going to be. So that being said, it's not called the doing a dossier. That was one of the issues I grappled with over there then. Hey, any hoodie should saw dog and were leaking pears lots. My guy went and he fishing and he caught some fish, or he took some fruit off the tree for himself. So there wasn't a case of malacha, but guy do malacha for a Jew. Malachas are certainly Yisrael. Yisrael cannot use them. But I feel sofik im leaked I saw on hayom. Even if it's a sofik, whether the guy picked it before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, before Shabbos or on Shabbos, or caught the fish before Shabbos or on Shabbos. So, and I'm not sure about it that he did the malach on Shabbos. Also, Moshe Rabbi Yom, I will ever return miyad. I feel im vade leaked them at sudden hayom. But when it comes evening, there's no dinner with Chedesh Yas. Okay. When is the Kadesh Yasu? Kadesh Yasu is when the goy does it for the Jew. Over here in the Maisa, the goy did it. In the case over here, the goy did it for himself. Tells him what is Xavier. If you let this guy use that which the goy did for himself, he'll come to have the goy do it for him. But we know the goy didn't do it for him. So there's no reason to make him wait Kadesh Yasu. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Kadesh Yasu means I can't benefit from the action the goy did for me. There's malachim that doesn't Shabbos for a Jew, can't benefit from it. It wasn't done for you.
What if the goy did it not knowing it was for a Jew?
What do you mean?
Let's say another goy asked another goy to do something, but it ended up being for you. Wasn't the case
that you're doing
last one?
Yeah, Matt is asking just a theoretical case.
Yeah.
What would be the case with what goy A contracted with a Jew, and goy A then asked goy B to do it for him? But in reality, it was that the Goye wants it for a Jew. You'd have to, it really depends on how it was phrased, because it could be Goye really is not doing it for the Jew. He's doing it as a worker for Goye. Goye has a need to deliver something. So the Goye is doing it to deliver to the Jew. Goye B is doing it to help Goye do what he has to do. I don't know, it's an interesting question. Chafalo, should saw dogim. Catching fish. So this is not like the baking bread. So this is definitely a makes of muksa. So before we said there's an argument called that it's that the goy has the ability to finish it off, i.e. government the autumn, we discuss this when we learn muksa, that if I have the ability to make it roy on Shabbos in a way which is, let's say, permitted, it's not called muksa. So if I have clothing, beginning of Shabbos, which is wet to the point that there'd be a problem of schita, so I can't, the halachas, those clothing, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. Muksa beginning of Shabbos, muksa the rest of Shabbos. But if it's in the dryer, put it right before Shabbos, let's say you don't have a problem with it, it was a very quiet dryer, whatever it is, I see no problem of making noise. Right? So if I put it in the dryer, it's once it dries, it's not muksa. At the beginning of Ben Shmosh, it was muksa. We have a rule, Ben Shmosh, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. But it was in the control, it was in the power of the Jew to make it fit Roy to use. So beginning of Shabbos, he wasn't maksa daitam, because he knew in an hour from now it'll be ready to use. And that's, he has the ability to make that happen by putting that in right before Shabbos into the dryer. So over here, the goy has flour, or he has dough, and he can make it into bread. So it's called, he has control to make it usable. But fish, he doesn't have yet. So that's already a problem. She decided on Shabbos, Lohim is the one who met, so they were only caught on Shabbos, and they were not readily available from beforehand yet. So if you hold bread is a problem, so for sure you hold fish is a problem. If you're saying even you hold bread is mutter, this is worse. Now, the goy set a trap, set nets, and it ended up going into the nets. But the mice, at the beginning of Shabbos, this fish was mux, it wasn't usable. Only compare. So the goy picked fruit. Gam came isha mux. The problem here is mux. The mechabor mahoy ben hashmash. They were attached to the tree. So one problem you have over here is mux. And you can't say that that's called. No, the Quran we actually grapple with, but according to the Oysim by Paz, something over here. But according to the Materium, you can't bake bread. Well, you can't pick fruit, right? But a goy can bake bread, so a goy can pick fruit. So if the fruit belongs to the goy, that's a good question. If the fruit belongs to the Jew, he doesn't really have the power to do that unless you want him to do that. That's a problem. But in the case it belongs to the goy, it's a good question. Furthermore, even fruit which falls off on its own, we do not allow you to use because you might come and take some off the tree. So the goy picking it is not better than the fruit which came off by itself. So the gzera of, many things we don't concern like that. The keres is that people like food, and it's very easy to do. Within shenikan, shenilushalayin and yehudi, so the same thing. The goy takes it off. Like, it's not better. Both are in areas where the Jew wasn't the one who did it. A non-Jew did it. I mean, it happened. It didn't happen by Jew. It happened by itself or by goy. Jew cannot even move it. I feel a sophic. And not even sure if it just, we're not sure when it happened. Maybe it happened before Shabbos. So we're not sure if it got caught on Shabbos or caught before Shabbos. If it got picked on Shabbos, picked before Shabbos. Picked before Shabbos. When Shabbos started, it wasn't muksa. It was already off the tree. Or it was ready, the fish was already caught. Still a problem. The sophic mukhan osir. Something which is in a sophic, whether it's roy to use or not, the loch is that it's osir. And we'll discuss why sophic mukhan is osir, which is really Sif Zion really talks about that, but let's hold it here because. So we're holding in Sif Cotton Chof, Sif Hay, Sif Cotton Chof Dalal.